Janet
and Ashley,
and we are two girls
and a bottle of wine, because men love boobs
and girls like wine. Happy Monday. We are back after a sick week.
Last week we were sick.
Yeah, and this week we have a special guest. If you notice, there's a new girl in the studio.
There is.
You want to introduce your friend?
Yes, this is my best friend in the whole wide world. This is Annie.
Hello.
We grew up together. Not in New York, though. You were wrong. This was after I moved to PA.
Yeah, I guessed. I guessed, and I guessed wrong.
It's
fail,
okay, though.
Fail. And you guys spent the weekend together? What did you guys do?
What did we do? Friday, we went out and got retarded. We had fun on Friday. We went downtown.
Where did you go?
At Polish.
Oh, we started at Polish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the night after that, so.
Okay.
I know there were a couple other bars, though.
Yeah.
Did you guys go out Saturday? Or did you recover Saturday?
We recovered Saturday. Well, we went to Red Rock Saturday.
Oh, like hiking?
Just to check it out.
I can't hear you.
There we go. And they actually were having, like, a really cool, like, service thing going on there. Like, people were singing.
For Easter?
I don't know if it was for Easter. Well.
I think they were practicing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have a
Easter
big
Sunday.
Sunrise service.
Right.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I went there one year.
Yeah, we were thinking about it, but there was no way we were getting up that early.
I bet it was cold.
And we went out to eat at the Ale House. We sat on the rooftop and actually got sunburn on my face.
I can't tell.
It looks like it's gone.
No, if I take my makeup off, you'll see it.
Oh, don't do that. We don't want to get scared. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and then yesterday I made Easter dinner.
What'd you make?
Ham.
How did you prepare it?
I cooked it. You get the bottle.
Awesome. I did not plan properly.
I cooked it. I put like a brown cinnamon sugar glaze on it, cooked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. That was it.
It was very
we
good.
Went shopping. Shh, that's a secret.
Not anymore.
Joey doesn't watch my show, so it's still a secret.
There we go. What'd you do for Easter, Kristen?
We just lounged. We had a lazy day. I finished the sixth season of Dexter yesterday and cooked. And
nice.
What'd you cook? We went non-traditional Easter dinner and just had like chicken, veggies, and salad and stuff like that. It was good.
Cool.
Yeah.
We did a lot of family stuff. And then we went to an Easter presentation. It was like a play. It was like the story of Jesus's life. It was called The Messiah. It was really, really good.
I saw the pictures. It looked awesome.
Yeah, I definitely recommend it. I guess they do it on every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it is at a local church. Wish I knew the name of the church, but I don't. But it was really, really good. Yeah. Busy weekend. We had at the Grizzly Rock on Saturday, we had Naughty by Nature. I did not know that I knew a lot of their songs, but it was definitely like college flashback.
Hmm.
Do you even know who Naughty by Nature is? Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably do if I heard
their
songs.
Are you down
with
OPP?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was crazy to even
Was there like lots of like weed smoke?
No, there
actually
wasn't. No. You know, I actually got introduced to a local band called the Glitter Kings. Have you heard of them, Kristen?
I have not.
Is that why you sent me that YouTube video?
Yes, I sent you a video.
I thought you sent that to me because I do a lot of laundry.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, really? No, the song is called A Lot of Laundry, and the
it's
last time...
It's hilarious. And they have one called Yoga Pants, too, which is hilarious.
Well, I thought you sent that to me because the last time we talked, I had just got done doing 6 loads of laundry in a night. So I'm like, is she trying to tell me something?
No, they were playing that night, and I sent it to you that night. I was like, I think Ashley would appreciate this. Did you think the song was awesome?
We sat there laughing our booties off.
That's awesome.
It was
good. Good.
And that's something I would ever download.
I have not.
Though.
You got to check them out. They're local, and they seemed really nice. I didn't like hang with them, but. Ba-ding.
What was that?
Do we have a voicemail? Because that's what my phone sounds like.
No,
when I have a voicemail.
I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're back, and last week, up until 4 p.m. on Monday, I thought we were gonna have a show. Until I realized
I thought we were gonna have a show up until I was in the parking lot.
Janet does not communicate well when she's sick. And I sent out a massive text trying to call in sick for myself. But Kristen took it as calling in sick for everyone. So, yeah, poor Ashley. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
That's okay, because
I wasn't feeling good that day either.
That's okay. I went home and I was like, I have so much time. What should I do with my time? I think I took a bubble bath. It was nice.
I think I was asleep by 6. Maybe even 5:30 that night.
Yeah.
I was
now not I have good. Everybody's sickness. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So last
we week, like to share.
Last week I was teasing as in talking on our Facebook about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Cuz yeah.
And we didn't talk about any of it.
But there was an article you sent me. It's career books for young women. And
oh yeah, and we talked about it books. We talked about it the week before that too.
Yeah, we teased it. We really teased the heck out of this article. So hopefully it's going to be stellar. It is going to be stellar. Now, are you a reader, Kristen?
I am an audio book listener.
Gotcha. I bet most of these come in audio, right?
Like, why are you looking at me like that?
Like you read them on your iPad?
No.
I'm an audio book
listener. Someone
reads
them to her. It's like a book on tape.
Oh.
Haven't you ever heard of an audiobook?
No.
Do you have the Audible app?
Welcome to the 20th century.
Really? You haven't?
You've never heard of a book on tape?
Uh-uh.
Oh my gosh.
With iTunes, you can download them there now, right?
Yeah, and you can download the Audible app.
Right.
And connect it like with your Amazon account and
can
download
you?
Audiobooks from there, and then you can listen to it on your phone. And it's like a book, but someone else reads it for you, and you just listen.
I feel like I would lose focus.
It's really good for car rides, like long car rides. The last time I listened to one, it wasn't The Silence of the Lambs. It was one of the follow-up books that I think told the story before The Silence of the Lambs. I don't know. But I listened to that, and it made the 8-hour drive so much awesomer.
Yeah.
I watch movies
awesomer
in
is
the
a word
car.
Now.
Wait, so can you pick the voice of the person reading it to you?
No.
That would drive me crazy.
That's why they were making fun when 50 Shades of Grey came out. Like, they were making fun of, like, the worst people to do it. And,
that
like, the guy
funny.
That did the Aflac commercial that got fired. That
oh, God.
Aflac.
Oh.
Like, if he read 50 Shades of Grey, they actually had him read parts of it.
I think that,
to
like,
make fun of him.
I have a customer who does that. Like, she goes and...
That's her job?
That's her job, is to read people's books for audiobooks.
How do you get that job? I feel
I
like
know,
I could
right?
do that on the side. I'd
I could
be really
that.
Good
yeah,
at that.
Yeah, she does it on the side.
Hmm.
Like, just for extra income. I was like, that's pretty cool. I could totally do that.
Huh.
But yeah, for me, that's much easier than sitting down and reading a book, because I feel like I can multitask.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And I absorb, like, the story or whatever is being told to me a lot better that way than myself reading it.
I might have to try that out, because sometimes I lose focus.
I feel total Trailer Park drinking out of the bottle.
That's what happens when you don't bring your wine glass.
I know. So we want to go over the top 10 books that every young woman needs to read.
They're career books, though.
Yes.
Not just any books. This is, like, career books.
These will help you.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So you want to start out, Ashley, since it was... Are you going to start with number 1?
You just want to give me the hard name.
Yep, pretty much. Kristen, do you have it?
I don't.
Oh.
So the first one is called Knowing Your Value by Mika Brzezinski. Pretty dang good on that last name. It says, read this book if you need advice and confidence to ask for a raise this year. She's the co-host of Morning Joe and took a fascinating approach to telling her story of how she finally asked for more later in her career. I think I need to read that book.
Who is she?
The co-host of Morning Joe.
What's that?
I don't know. That's all the detail it gives me.
I thought you, like, the way you said it, like, you knew what Morning Joe was.
I was trying to sound convincing.
You were great. You could have ran with it and been like, yeah, she grew up in Kansas and moved to L.A. Yeah, I totally
I think Morning Joe is, like, a TV talk show thing about, like, you know that channel that has that woman who's always talking about how you should budget your money? She's wrote, like, a ton of books. She has a blonde short bob. I can't think of her name.
Oh, her last name starts with an O.
Yeah.
Or
sure, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's on that same channel that she has her show on. But it's like their kind of like morning show.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hmm. And the number 2 comes from one of my favorite ladies ever. The Best Advice I Ever Got, Lessons from Extraordinary Lives by Katie Couric. I grew up wanting to be Katie Couric. That's why I went to school for mass communications, broadcast journalism. Obviously, that didn't work out for me, but I still love her.
Well, you're in a studio right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Katie has access to some of the most fascinating people in the world, hence why I wanted to be her. This book is for you if you want to be inspired to take risks and push yourself. And I think we all just need a little bit of push every once in a while.
And I've read excerpts from this book, and it actually is, like, I think it would be a really good book to read. It's almost like she's interviewing people, and they tell you, like, their advice that they were given. So mm-hmm. It's not just advice that she's got. It's, like, advice she's gotten while interviewing people. So it's kind of other people's advice in turn. Mm-hmm. And I read, like, the one, I want to say it was with Oprah. Like, the excerpt while she was, like, talking about, like, her interview with Oprah. But the excerpts made me want to read the book. It was really cool.
Hmm. Yeah, we'll definitely have to check that out. You want to do number three, Ashley?
Yeah. Ask for It: How Women Can Use the Power of Negotiation to Get What They Really Want, by Linda Babcock and Sarah Lechever. It says, the book for you if you're interested in why you may not be asking and how to overcome your fears of asking for more. Professor Babcock gives practical steps to get you comfortable with asking for what you want this year.
Hmm.
I think you should read that one.
Why?
Because you always put your wants and wishes on the back burner for other people's, I think. In the good way.
I'm a giver.
You're a self-sacrificer. In a good way.
All right.
I think it's good to ask for what you want.
Number four, Brag: The Art of Tooting Your Own Horn Without Blowing It, by Peggy Klaus. It's self-promotion is awkward. Peggy's book helps you understand why you need to brag and how to do it in a way that makes you comfortable. Some of the suggestions are a bit of a stretch, but if you pull out a couple of her tips, you will be well on your way to being a better advocate for yourself.
I think I need to read that book.
I think you're pretty good at self-promoting.
But sometimes I think I don't do it in the right way.
I could see that.
Like, sometimes I think I come across as an...
No.
Cocky. I'm not cocky, I'm confident. There's a difference.
Oh, gotcha.
There is a difference, but it's all about how you project it out and how people are perceiving it.
So I don't think I'm cocky. I'm not, like, I'm better than everybody.
I'm just
kidding. People may perceive it as cocky.
Well, then they're stupid.
That's not cocky at all.
I'm just right? kidding.
Do you have it yet?
It came through, but then it wouldn't let me, when I clicked on the link, it just showed as, like, a giant picture, and I couldn't read any of the thingies.
You go on with the next one, Ashley. Kristen will get number 10. I'm down to determine.
How Remarkable Women Lead, by Joanna Barsh and Susie Cranston. Joanna is a senior director at McKinsey & Company and has access to some of the most influential businesswomen in the world. In this book, she works to understand how these women became successful and how they get after it each and every day. Read this if you want to be inspired and learn about the key factors women leaders have in common. Hint: optimism is one of them.
We are pretty positive creatures, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Most of the positive people in my life are women.
Yeah. I would say so.
But I also think some of the most negative people in my life are women as well.
Yes.
I think men tend to just fall in the middle of the spectrum.
Yeah. There's a lot of negative men, though, too.
Yeah.
I have a pretty good balance of negative and positive people in my life.
I just feel like the negative women I know are, like, so negative. They're, like, negative Nancys.
Yeah.
And, like, the negative men I know are just...
I think they let all the negativity in their life, like...
out.
Well, they let it, like, fall on them.
Yeah.
Like, I think, if you're smart, you kind of deflect the negativity. And you're just like, oh, well, you know, happy. Oh, crap, you know. Oh, well, happy. That sounds dingy. But you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Okay. Number 6, 20-something, 20-everything. I'm not 20 anymore, but it's by Christine Hassler. This book is for you if you need that pick-me-up out of a slump and want to know that it'll be okay. This book will help you feel better about yourself, love yourself, and help you build better relationships with those in your life. So this is a book you should give to those negative Nancys. Right?
I wonder why she called it 20-something, 20-everything.
I don't know, because I was totally going to, like, expect to hear about, like, transitioning.
I was thinking it was, like, for younger women in their careers.
Hmm.
Maybe you'll have to read and find out.
Since I'm 20-something.
Yeah, for a little bit longer.
A lot of it longer. I'm only halfway there.
Kristen's going to do number 7.
Okay. Basic Black: The Essential Guide for Getting Ahead at Work and in Life, by Kathy Black. Kathy shares some of the crazier things people have have done to get her attention when she was president of Hearst, and she also talks about the importance of hard work. Read this if you are interested in the business side of publishing or just want to learn about what it was like to convince Oprah to make a magazine.
She convinced Oprah to make a magazine?
Yeah, because Oprah's magazine is run by Hearst. Hearst Magazines.
Interesting.
I was just Googling to find out what Hearst was, but you
it's
just told
Hearst
us.
Hearst Magazines, yeah.
Good job.
Number I read a lot of them.
Number eight.
Getting from college to career. I feel like I wish I had this a couple of years ago. By Lindsay Polak. It says, Lindsay nails it. Getting from college to career is a harsh life transition. The suggestions in her book will help everyone from you, the college senior, to your parents. I think that I will get that book. Like, I kind of want to test read it, but if it's good, I feel like I would get it for people I know graduating college. Because I really do think that was, nobody taught me what to do. Like, I got out of college and it was like, okay, time to find a job. Nobody taught me, like, where to look, what to do, like, none of those, like, basic things. Those are things they should teach you in high school and they don't.
Mm-hmm. Did you never work until you graduated from college?
I did, but, like, in a serious, like, my first job was in a serious corporation. So, when I interviewed in my jobs, like, in college and high school, I wore, like, slacks and a button-down shirt. That wasn't acceptable where I interviewed. Like, it was, like, a full-out business.
Were you interviewing at a bar?
No, I was interviewing at, like, a big corporation. Like, it wasn't,
like, it
dressy.
Wasn't dressy
it wasn't professional enough. Huh. Like, it had to be the full suit. And, I mean, just, like, simple things like that that I didn't know, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah. I think that would have been good to know. That's the stuff I think
maybe they should hand that book out to every college student.
Yeah. Like, I remember having to read some stupid book in college about, it was, we had to read it the summer before college, and, like, it equated, like, it taught me nothing in life, literally. And, like, this would have probably taught me a lot more. Mm-hmm. Or, like, maybe this instead of statistics, because I sure as heck don't use that.
Funny. The next one is perfect for me. I've actually thought about reading this prior to this article. Nice guys.
Perfect
guys
for you.
Now. Yeah. Nice Girls Don't Get the Corner Office. It's by Lois Frankel. In this series, Lois picks out interesting habits of both successful and unsuccessful men and women for you to learn from. If you want to learn the habits that could be holding you back, this is the book for you.
That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I would probably read that.
Yeah.
Or
I would too.
Listen to it on those audiobooks.
On those long drives.
I would totally read that book. I want to I kind of want to flag it. Like, I don't know how to do that on here, though. So I'm just going to pretend. Flagging it. Mental flag.
You're funny. And number 10. Right?
Yeah. Number 10 is Bossy Pants by Tina Fey. Want to laugh and learn? This book is full of quotables and will literally make you laugh out loud. Plus, the advice is so spot on that you'll finish the book with a renewed sense of confidence.
That book freaks me out when I walk by it in a
but
bookstore.
I've
because
also
there's man hands.
Yeah.
And her face.
But I read an article about why she chose that, and it was because it was like the whole thing about how men were like running it. Like, if you didn't have that manly handshake, that manly like thought process, you couldn't get far enough. And she wanted to prove all of that wrong. Mm. But I've read like an article that she did, like she interviewed for it, and it was describing the book and talking to. And I keep saying I'm going to buy the book, and then something else happens.
So those were the career books every young woman needs to read. And I posted the link on our
There's an extra one, it says, that's coming out this spring. It's Sheryl Sandberg's Lean In, which I don't know if you guys know who that is, but that is, she's related to, I want to say, Andy Sandberg. But
who's
I could
that?
Be.
I have no idea.
The actor, come on, guys. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's called Lean In, Women Work and the Will to Lead. And it's that, I've heard a lot about that actually, and it's supposed to be coming out soon.
Well, if you want this list, I've posted the link on our Facebook page, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. If you haven't liked us on Facebook, well, you're slacking, and you need to get the crap in gear.
Yeah.
And like us.
Yeah. And that's what she is. She's the chief operating officer of Facebook. That's how I knew she was, like, important. Yeah.
There we go. Well, it's time for us to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about three words he never wants to hear you say.
I love you.
I thought that was going to be it when I was starting.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. So we'll be back with Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine on T Radio V.
Tukis will make you feel good about cleaning. Tukis are reusable dishcloths that are hand-woven with eco-friendly 100% organic cotton. Tukis, handcrafted in India, will make a difference in your home, your life, and the lives of the Indian women who weave them with dignity and pride. Working to stand on their own 2 feet, Tukis are their labor of love. Go green with the best dishcloths available. That's Tukis. Order a 3-pack for less than $10 exclusively online at www.tukis.com. That's T-O-O-C-K-I-E-S. Tukis.com.
No one loves do-it-yourself projects more than I do, but you never want to cut or drill into a wall without knowing what's behind it. That's why I choose Zircon Corporation. As the number one electronic hand tool company in the world, Zircon Super Tools help keep me and my crew safe and out of harm's way. From stud sensors and laser levels to metal detectors and electrical wiring sensors, sturdy and dependable Zircon tools are all I use. So whether renovating or redecorating, ask for Zircon by name at your local home improvement store. And should someone say, "Haven't seen you in a while," tell them, "That's cause every time I come by, all the Zircon stud finders go off." Just kidding. Sort of. From odd jobs around the house to those bigger fall projects where you need a helping hand, it's good to know Zircon tools are within your reach and help you get the job done safely. Electronic tools are all they make, so they simply make them better. Remember, before any wall gets worked on, you'd better get a Zircon.
Mahalo Hawaii Deep Sea Drinking Water comes to you from the island paradise of Hawaii, 3,000 feet below the ocean surface, where the water is naturally clean, pure, cold, and filled with healthy minerals. The deep sea water used for Mahalo drinking water is very old. It takes between 1,200 and 2,000 years for the water to travel to the North Atlantic Ocean through the freezing Arctic currents, under the vast glaciers of Greenland, where it gathers ancient minerals that leach down from the ice. Then it flows around and back down toward the deep channels of the Pacific Ocean. Mahalo Hawaii Deep Sea, purely the best water in the world. The official water for T-Radio V. Log on to HawaiiDeepSeaWater.com. Mahalo.
You're listening to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine on T-RadioV.com.
And we're back with Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine on T-RadioV.com. Just like Kristen just said, I need to pay attention.
Yeah, just a little.
I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley. What are we not paying attention on?
Obviously, everything on that side of the table. I repeated, like, she played her really cool, like, you're listening to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine on T-Radio V with sexy voice. And then we came back, I said in my annoying Janet voice, and we're back with Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine on T-Radio V. I said the exact same thing she did.
That's okay.
Oh, are we not supposed to do that? We always do that.
It's okay.
We gotta get our name out there.
Right.
In case people forget, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, right here.
We should have changed our name to Two Girls and a Bottle of Relax Wine.
That would make our name even longer.
I was setting up, we got some new accounts today. Accounts as in social media accounts.
Not bank accounts.
No.
Darn.
But we are now on Instagram and Pinterest and Tumblr and what else? Did I miss anything?
So that's it. We're on Twitter, Facebook, all the normal stuff.
Right. And as I'm like signing up for these, I'm like, two girls and a bottle of wine at gmail.com for all of the accounts. I'm like, dear Lord, why couldn't it have been a shorter name? Why didn't we think about that? Like, girls and
wine.
What
else are we gonna call it? Yeah,
I don't
girls.
Know.
Girls.
Well,
and
now
wine
we're
isn't that
we're three
shorter.
Girls. We're three girls and a bottle of wine, and people are constantly like, what? Two girls? There's three of you.
Well, because one person has to run the spaceship.
Right. It's so two girls, a bottle of wine, and our spaceship driver.
Right. Exactly. That would be a huge-ass name. Huge.
Personally, I like that name. Apparently, my mom has forgotten that week after week after week, the show is on at 7 o'clock.
Is mom calling?
You should tell your mom to call in.
Nope. That's okay.
Jim, you know the number.
Call in, Jim.
All right. Yeah. So we were talking about three words he never wants to hear you say. And when I first read this, it was before the article got sent to me, and of course when I first read it I was like, it's gonna say he doesn't want you to say he loves you because it's gonna say that women are premature with that and blah blah blah, you know how. But it's not.
I was thinking we need to talk, but that's four, not three.
Right.
That I feel like guys hate hearing that.
They really do. Like, we need to talk more. You know what I said to my boyfriend the other day?
No.
Why did you giggle?
Because I'm anxious to hear what you have to say.
So every time, like, we don't have a lot of downtime, but when we do, it seems like all we do is go to our DVR. and watch TV.
That's did you watch naked TV?
What?
Did you watch TV while you were naked?
We have naked dinner and naked TV time.
I know you do.
Why do you know that?
Because I know things.
Am I red? Yeah. Okay.
Naked
it's
dinner.
It's not bad.
Interesting.
There are some times when I get off work and maybe it's been a rough day and I'm just like, screw it, naked dinner time. We get naked. I make dinner. I eat dinner. And then we have naked TV time.
Hmm.
And we usually get to play like Twister without the game.
Lovely. <Yes. laughs> I am it's now great. Picturing all these things in my head that I don't
I would assume that if you're going to have naked TV time and dinner,
right,
that it's ultimately going to lead
to naked Twister without the game.
Yeah. Twister in bed.
Yeah.
Or, you know, living room, whatever.
Yeah, I'm really embarrassed that you know that.
Don't be.
All right. Yeah, so I was talking to him the other day. I was like, we're always like, if we have downtime, we're watching TV. I was like, you know what we should do is we should sit in our sitting area because we have a sitting area by the front door that doesn't have a TV in that room. Like, we should sit in here and talk. And he was like, what are we
He was
about?
Like boggled. Like, what does that even mean?
Like, I'm like, why do we have a sitting area if we never sit? And the funny thing was, I went home for lunch today because he was getting ready to go to Vegas just to spend like 20 minutes with him. And we sat in that room. He's like, let's go sit in the sitting room. Like, nicely played. Nicely
but
played.
did you have a nice chat for that 20 minutes?
It was kind of funny because our the lady that comes in and vacuums for us because I'm lazy was there. And so it was kind of like, do, you know. It was kind of like we were being chaperoned.
Nice.
Yeah, but it was good. So we had that conversation where I'm like, we need to talk more. And he's like, I swear his face was like, what?
See, and we have our talk time in bed. We don't have TV in our room.
That's smart.
I heard it's the, like I heard that not having TV in your room is like good for your sex life.
I could see that
because you
have in order to play Twister without the game, I always have to hit like pause or mute or off, or I've got like.
So yeah, I don't have to worry about that. We don't have TV in there.
That's our new word for sex.
Twister
without the game.
Yeah, so we always talk like when we're laying in bed at night.
That's good.
I guess until one
what
of
about
us
you, Kristen?
Until one of us falls asleep and the other's still
we
talking.
We have talking moments. A few weeks ago, we kind of were butting heads about the whole phone thing. Like you're always on your phone and this and that. And he has been doing really good as far as like if we go out to dinner, like whatever. If we go out somewhere, he's not constantly on his phone, so we're actually like engaging in a conversation, which is nice. And like at home, if we're watching TV, like, he won't be on his phone as much. So he's definitely upped the ante on that, which is good.
And when you're as busy as you two are, like, it's good when you have that time to make sure you engage.
And just make sure you have that connection, you know, for the day. Even if it's for, like, 10 minutes, like a stupid, silly conversation.
Right.
Other than, like, how was your day? Good. How was yours? It was good. Okay. Yeah. On the phone. Like, that doesn't do anything for me.
Right. So what you shouldn't be talking about is how fat you are.
Apparently.
Because those three words he doesn't want to hear, according to Shine. Yeah. I look fat or I
do
am
I look fat,
fat
in this?
Or, yeah. Changing it into a question. He just doesn't want to hear it. So imagine the worst thing a guy could say to you.
Are you imagining?
Yeah. Are you going to share it?
Oh, I'm supposed to be imagining this?
I asked you a question.
Oh.
Share it.
I can't really think of one.
The worst thing that Joey could say to you?
That puts me on the spot. I don't know. I don't know. I'm
about
leaving you?
You.
I guess,
about
I
you,
guess
Kristen?
I'm leaving you.
That would be
the
really
worst
bad.
Thing that Trevor could say to me was, I want a divorce.
Yes.
Or would that be... Yeah.
I don't love you anymore.
I want brownies.
I don't love you anymore would be right up there with,
ouch.
I want a divorce. That
but
would,
I feel like I don't
hurt.
Love you anymore maybe just means in this moment. At least he's not asking
no,
for it to be over.
But no, like,
even if Trevor's mad,
it.
He still loves me.
Right.
If he's mad at me.
They may not like us all the time, but they always love us, right?
Correct.
Isn't that the phrase?
Yeah.
I may not like you all the time, but I love you forever.
It was always, I don't love what you do, but I love you. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't love your actions, but I, like, you know, love you.
So they're comparing stuff like that to the I look fat. Is that a little ridiculous to you?
Not if that's how guys really feel.
Yeah, I would agree. If a guy really feels that way, then it's not ridiculous.
Hmm.
Hmm. I think when you get further into the article, I didn't think so either. I was like, really? That's so stupid. Like, I don't know. I thought it was, and then I read it and I was like, oh, kind of makes sense.
Explain,
I get it now.
Explain to us.
Well, they talk about, like, so the guy says that when a girl says she looks fat, his first thought is, get me out of this conversation. Because there's
he
really...
He checks out immediately.
Yeah, because there's no end and there's no winning, right? Because...
Yeah, there's nothing they can say that's right. going to make it better.
Right, because he can't make you feel better because you already feel fat. So even if he says, no, you don't, you're like, you're lying.
Right.
You have to say that. But if he does the opposite and is like, yeah, you actually do look like a chunky monkey in that shirt, you're going to rip his head off. So,
and then you're going to tell, like, all your girlfriends.
Right.
And he'll
there's
look
no
like
winning.
Exactly. And when I read it, and it's funny because Joey always says this to me. He's like, I can tell whether it's going to be a good night or a bad night the minute you get home from work. Like on Fridays, because we usually go out, he's like, I can tell whether we're going to have a lot of fun tonight or whether we're not.
Does it factor how many times you change your clothes?
Yep. Like, if I'm like, I don't know what to wear, he's like, it's going to be a bad night.
So why does he go ahead and go out on those nights?
Because I think he thinks he can drink it away.
Which he does, right?
He's like, once I get her out and get a few drinks in her, she won't even care what she's wearing.
Then she looks at the pictures tomorrow. No, but I totally get that because it's... I think that it when you're having one of those days, at least... I don't know, maybe you guys are different, but for me, if I'm having one of those days, there is no coming back from it. Like, there is nothing in the world that is going to change my self-esteem that day.
Yeah, I can
agree
with that.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to go out and be like... That girl's prettier than her. You were just looking at that girl.
Right.
You don't love me anymore. Like, everything is going to be wrong about that night. Just
true.
Because.
We are complicated creatures, aren't we?
I know. I
wish
we
really
weren't.
It's really simple. Just tell me I look beautiful every day and we're good.
But then it won't be as effective.
I think it's still effective. Joey does a pretty good job of it. And, it, like, at least every other day, it's still pretty effective.
That's good. Does Trevor tell you you're beautiful daily?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's good.
And it's still effective, right?
It is.
Yeah. It kind of catches you off guard.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't expect it every day, but
Steve does
it
frequently.
Yeah, and
every once
catch
in a while,
you?
When I want it, I'm like, do I look pretty? He's like, but yes, of course.
You know,
like,
I used
I'm
to
an
do
it.
When we would be leaving the houses on the weekends, like, to go out, I would be like, Joey, I think you forgot something. And he'd be like, I have my keys, I have my wallet, and I'm like, I really think you forgot something. And he'd look at me and he'd be like, seriously?
That's hilarious.
And I'd be like, you had to say it, though. And now he just
That's
does it on
awesome.
Instinct.
You trained him. That's how training happens.
See?
They're kind of like dogs.
No, well...
I agree. They can Whoa. Easily be trained.
They can.
Whoa.
But did you... So if you read further down in the article, it says that... So not only is it a guaranteed killer of, like, a good night, but it also plants the seed of doubt in their minds. Like, I feel like girls say it because they're fishing for a compliment,
mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
to try and make them feel better. But you're actually doing the opposite. You're highlighting your negative features. Or when you're like, I have a big nose. Don't you think I have a big nose? Like, the guy... is looking at you and thinking, maybe you do have a bigger nose than I thought. You know,
right.
Like, you're bringing it to mind. Like, something he never would have thought about, you're bringing it to light, and now he's thinking about that.
That is true. I
Which
see
makes
that.
Sense.
It does.
I don't know.
Anyway.
So we can't use those words anymore. We have to be more positive.
Yeah. We it also it. Says that when we say stuff like that, we can make them feel insecure as well.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, crap, now he feels fat.
Right.
Hmm.
I know when I go on a rant, like, oh my gosh, I'm fat. The boyfriend always, like, yeah, me too, we should lose weight. But we're, like, committed right now. We're both on the 10-pound commitment right now. Day two, I'm doing good. But we're both, like, we're going to lose 10 pounds.
What does the 10-pound commitment involve?
We're both going to help each other lose 10 pounds. So
by what?
Yeah, like, what's the plan? Because you said you're doing day two, you're
diet?
Doing good. So what are you doing good
is
at?
Is there a certain diet involved?
Yeah, a lack of food. We're avoiding
that's
the
not
food.
Good.
No,
do you know that that's actually not good?
I know. That's not what I meant. I'm not, like, not eating, okay? I totally posted a picture of kale before we started
she did.
The show.
She
I,
ate sushi.
I ate sushi without the rice. I took it off the rice. And I bought some sushi-grade seafood, and I'm going to make some homemade sashimi. I tried to say it earlier and it was all messed up. Yeah, so we're just really committed to lose 10 pounds each. and we're going to help each other. Why are you looking at me like that?
I was curious because when you said that it's day two and I've done good, I was like, I wanted to know what you did good at.
I lost 2 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you know that you fluctuate 5 pounds every day?
I do not. Most, I get on the scale every day. I don't fluctuate 5 pounds. If I've gained 5 pounds, it's because I ate macaroni and cheese. A whole tub of it. Or I had Alfredo.
I think that it's a permanent lifestyle change, though.
It is.
Because you can't...
That's how I lost 30 pounds when I was chunky back in the day. It's just you have to get your mind set to be like, no to that bowl of candy, and no to those potato chips, and no to that mac and cheese. Yep, that's a huge weakness of mine. And just, you know, and not eat constantly, which is kind of... I'm a grazer. If there's food around, I'm like...
Yeah.
I like that noise.
But it's important. It's still important to eat enough throughout the day to keep yourself satisfied.
Right. Totally. No, I'm not like starving myself.
Well, but I mean, like, I work changing. With you. I've seen the whole, you know, I didn't work out this morning. I'm not eating breakfast.
I had tea. No, I know. But see.
You should take Hydroxycut.
That stuff makes me jittery.
They have caffeine free.
You think that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Trevor just got some the other day because he's on this kick also to lose some weight. And he wanted to get, like, something to help boost his metabolism.
Yeah.
And I've known people that have taken Hydroxycut and it works for them. But I've heard them that it caused jitters. But I saw this one was, like, caffeine-free. And I was like, I bet that would be more beneficial so you don't get, like, all jittery and weird.
But is it as effective? Because so many of those...
I would think that it... would be.
Well, it's just like the, remember the stackers? They probably use something different.
Yeah. Well, I take GNC's Hot Pack, which is designed for women, and it's 5 supplements. And there's 2 enhancers, 2 suppressors, and 2 enhancers, 1 suppressor, and 1, and 2 enhance, suppress, and recover, or something like that. But basically, like, 1 suppresses your metabolism, the other 2 enhance your workouts, and the other 2, like, help you recover faster, like, build those muscles. And it's the only... I've tried everything. I've tried Lipocine. I've tried Hydroxycut. I've tried so many things. Like, the ones designed for women, like, Slim something. And all of them make me feel jittery. And this is the only one I've taken. And I think because it's all natural stuff, there's no caffeine or anything. It's the only one I've taken that doesn't make me feel jittery. And when I don't take it and work out, I notice an insane difference. Like, I can't go as hard. Like, when I take them, I just take them like an hour before I work out. I feel like I could run forever.
And what's it called again?
It's GNC's Hot Pack. It's on their well-being line for women. I've been taking it for a while now too, like
as long as I've known you.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Which is only a year.
Yeah.
That's still a long
time.
We
hit the year mark a couple weeks ago.
Trevor and I hit the year mark today.
Congrats.
Oh. I'm sorry. You had to work. You had to come in.
That's okay. Why would I care about that?
I know. That's exciting.
We're not traditional people if you haven't figured that out yet.
I know. Is it called Be Hot?
That's one of the vitamins in it. The Hot Pack has all 5.
Be Hot. I'll put the link on our page mainly so I can remember what the heck it's called the next time I'm at GNC or in the same block as GNC.
It's usually
it's expensive.
Well, you're getting 5 vitamins a day and it's a month's supply.
How much is it for 1 month?
$50.
Well, if you have a GNC membership, I usually pay like $39.99.
What does a GNC membership cost you?
I got mine for free.
Oh.
Huh. I didn't even know they had a membership.
Yeah, I have the gold card.
Well, aren't you just fancy?
There's a lot of natural supplements you can take to boost your metabolism. You can buy cinnamon tablets.
Cinnamon is good. Lemon is really good
Chromium.
As well.
And Walgreens has this new line that I was looking in. They're all different ketones. There's raspberry ketones. There's green something. There's 3 of them, and they're supplements, and they're all natural too, but they're supposed to aid in weight loss as well, and it's a Walgreens line.
I just think it's all about, like, you could take all the pills you want, but it's all about what you eat and how active you are.
Of course, that's going
to
play
a part. My problem is I was giving in to my cravings too much. Like, I was like, oh, candy bowl.
Well, on Pinterest, I read the thing that said, there's no magic pill. The magic pill is called get off your ass and work out, right?
Yeah.
that's literally what it is. Yeah. It's basic math. Eat less than you burn.
Right. All right, we'll come back and we're going to talk about sex.
We're talking about Twister.
We're going to talk about Twister without the without the game. See, I already forgot. We'll talk about that when we come back with Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine here on TRadioV.com.
Tukis will make you feel good about cleaning. Tukis are reusable dishcloths that are hand-woven with eco-friendly 100% organic cotton. Tukis, handcrafted in India, will make a difference in your home, your life, and the lives of the Indian women who weave them with dignity and pride. Working to stand on their own 2 feet, Tukis are their labor of love. Go green with the best dishcloths available. That's Tukis. Order a 3-pack for less than $10 exclusively online at www.tukis.com. That's T-O-O-C-K-I-E-S. Tukis.com.
No one loves do-it-yourself projects more than I do, but you never want to cut or drill into a wall without knowing what's behind it. That's why I choose Zircon Corporation. As the number one electronic hand tool company in the world, Zircon Super Tools help keep me and my crew safe and out of harm's way. From stud sensors and laser levels to metal detectors and electrical wiring sensors, sturdy and dependable Zircon tools are all I use. So whether renovating or redecorating, ask for Zircon by name at your local home improvement store. And should someone say, "Haven't seen you in a while," tell them, "That's cause every time I come by, all the Zircon stud finders go off." Just kidding. Sort of. From odd jobs around the house to those bigger fall projects where you need a helping hand, it's good to know Zircon tools are within your reach and help you get the job done safely. Electronic tools are all they make, so they simply make them better. Remember, before any wall gets worked on, you'd better get a Zircon.
Mahalo Hawaii Deep Sea Drinking Water comes to you from the island paradise of Hawaii. 3,000 feet below the ocean surface, where the water is naturally clean, pure, cold, and filled with healthy minerals and nutrients. The deep sea water used for Mahalo drinking water is very old. It takes between 1,200 and 2,000 years for the water to travel to the North Atlantic Ocean through the freezing Arctic currents, under the vast glaciers of Greenland, where it gathers ancient minerals that leach down from the ice. Then it flows around and back down toward the deep channels of the Pacific Ocean. Mahalo Hawaii Deep Sea, purely the best water in the world. The official water for T-Radio V. Log on to HawaiiDeepSeaWater.com. Mahalo.
You're listening to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine on T-RadioV.com.
And we're back. I'm Janet.
And Ashley.
And Kristen.
Yes.
Spaceship pilot.
I totally listened that time.
Good job.
I'm getting better. Getting better at this job. So what are you guys reading over there?
Our next article. We were prepping. You told me I never prepped for the show. I was prepping.
What are we talking about?
Talking about sex.
Ooh. Twister without the game.
So what's it say?
It talks about sex according to the Zodiac. You know that I'm huge into the Zodiac signs.
Me too. I did not know that.
Yes, you did. I always tell you I'm a Gemini.
I say I'm a Leo. I don't really know what it means, but it sounds
cool.
Do. I like cats.
I have Zodiac books.
So what's your Zodiac sign, Kristen?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, you guys are the same. Too. Very nice.
Exciting. I'm going to read your how does sex relate to you as soon as I find Sagittarius.
Well, why don't we just go the through end. Them?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Because it's not about you. This is
we
how
only
it
have
does.
10 minutes.
Oh, well, this
we
is about, they're pretty quick, though, but it's about how sex relates to, like, so you know what your partner is into. So what is Trevor is the better question.
He's also a Sag. But that he's, like, sense. Right on the cusp of Capricorn, because he's, like, at the end of Sag. So he's, like, right on that cusp.
And Steve is a Scorpio?
He was born on October 12th.
No. He's a Libra.
He's a Libra. Okay.
See, I have no idea.
So, we'll just go through kind of... Should we go through all of them?
Yeah.
All right. So, we'll start with Aquarius. So, it says, the Aquarius man or woman is fun and exciting in bed. It's like a game to them, and they want spontaneity and most often a quickie. Passion and romance is not that important. Keep your emotions at bay in bed with an Aquarius. They may get bored with you rather quickly. Their erogenous zones are the calves and ankles.
So are interesting. Either of you Aquarius people?
Nope.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. we're not dating any either. But Justin Timberlake is an Aquarius, in case you guys are wondering.
I'll keep that in mind.
I'm sad that you know that.
What the heck?
All right, the next one, Pisces. Get ready for role play. Pisces are very sexual, and sex can be quite spiritual to them. They love to seduce their mate and are very physical in bed. Keep an open mind and dress up for role playing. You won't be disappointed. Your Pisces mate will make sure you enjoy it. Pisces erogenous zones are the feet and toes. If you're into feet, sucking on their toes will drive them over the edge.
Ew. So if you have a foot fetish, if you hate feet, I should say, don't date a Pisces.
Yeah. Kay. Any of you Pisces?
No. Nope. We just told you what we were.
Oh, what were you?
A Gemini.
That's right. You told me that almost
all the time. Anytime I do something, I'm like, it's not my fault. I'm a Gemini.
My sponge.
And I understand that. I know a lot of Geminis.
It's who we are, right?
I have certain signs that I have more of in my life.
Well, Gemini.
And I always pay attention to stuff like that.
Gemini, Sagittarius, Libras, and Aries all like get together really, mm-hmm. like they gravitate towards each other.
Yeah. It's trippy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who wants to do the next one?
Next one is Aries. Aries love to dominate in bed and like being on top. They will take control of the sexual encounter and love to do things hard and fast. They tend to get rough, so be prepared.
Who's that?
Their erogenous zones are from the neck up. Play with their hair, blow in their ear, and nibble on it. Aries men really like the nibbling.
Joey's an Aries.
Oh.
That's why I was laughing.
Is that true?
I think so. Everything is very true except for the being on top part.
I don't think any man likes to be on top.
Oh, mental picture.
I don't think any man really likes to be on top.
It requires them to do work.
Yeah. They would rather just lay there and have us work our magic.
Yes.
Okay. Next one is the Taurus. Says passion is the name of their game. In bed, Taurians lack variety but make up for it in passionate slow lovemaking. Their stamina will have you going all night. Taurus's erogenous zones are the neck and throat. Kiss their necks and they will melt in your hands.
What are the dates for that?
Mid-April to mid-May.
Mm-hmm.
Like the last part of April, early May.
I've never dated a Taurus.
Me either. I think I've only known one Taurus in my life, and he was really weird.
Our other best friend is Taurus.
Hmm.
We love her.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
The next one is Gemini.
That's me.
Yay. Geminis are very willing and ready whenever and wherever you are. They are a handful, and it'll take a lot to keep up with them. If you're not up to this challenge, don't waste your time or that of the Gemini. Trying new things and keeping it fresh will help build a deeper sexual connection. Their erogenous zones... Am I pronouncing that right?
Mm-hmm. Erogenous, so. Yeah.
Are their arms and hands. Feel free to kiss their palms and lick their fingers. You won't be sorry.
Does Joey kiss your
true.
Palms?
No.
Does he lick
true.
Your fingers?
No. I don't agree with that part.
That's funny.
But
what
Joey,
about the other part?
Joey does... I think Geminis are just a challenge in general.
Yeah.
Like, not just in bed, like, just in general. And
as
sure...
As a human and any sort of relationship, yes.
Joey will agree with that. Because we have split personalities, so... We go from, like, this to this in, like, 0.5 seconds
mm-hmm.
all the time. It's true. Wow. I tell you all the time. Joey says I have the rebound rate of a dog. Like, I'm, like, happy all over again.
My guitar player is Gemini, and she's actually the only one that I can't notice the whole Gemini twins thing very frequently.
Oh, I haven't.
Like, she's very neutral, you know? Like, most mm-hmm. of the time, like, very just, like, calm and, like, laid back neutral. And then sometimes she's, like... bursting full of like energy and like
is
enthusiasm.
Is she on the cusp?
I don't know. She mm-hmm. might be. But she has a twin, which is weird.
Hmm. That
because
is
she's
strange.
A Gemini twins and actually has a twin in real life. It's
that's
really
pretty
weird.
Cool. Okay.
Next one is Cancer. Cancer is a very physical and sensual lover. They love to entice all the senses. They will light candles, throw rose petals, and tease you with foreplay, all leading up to intercourse. They can be a bit conservative, but will try new things if enticed with the right person. Their erogenous zones are the chest and breasts. Cancer men and women both love having their nipples nibbled on gently.
So what are the dates for that?
The middle of June to the middle of July.
Hmm. Do you know any Cancers?
I don't.
Have you ever dated one?
No. Have you?
No. My mom's a Cancer.
Not a good. Don't bring your mom. What is your dad? Topic.
My dad's a Capricorn. Mm-hmm. They balance each other very well.
Okay, you're next.
Oh, Leo. Leo's love, passionate and slow lovemaking. They love to touch and be touched. Massage plays an important role in foreplay. They may not like too much variety, but they are the best at what they do, and you won't be disappointed. Their erogenous zone is their backs. Massage them, caress them, or scratch them. They will be yours to do as you please.
Is that true, Janet?
I do like a good back scratching.
I was going to say, I know, Janet. She's always talking about a massage.
I love massages. Passionate and slow lovemaking.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like that would happen from Naked TV time leading into Twister.
Well, you got to shake things up a little bit.
All right.
See, and I don't know. When we were on the break, I was talking about that. Because I felt like so many of them were like, slow lovemaking. I'm like, that sounds like boring to me.
Right?
That's my Gemini side.
It's okay once in a while.
Yeah. Oh, come on. I got things to do. My other personality is dying to come out.
The next one, Virgo. What are the dates for Virgo?
The end of August to the beginning of, through the beginning, like mid-August through mid-September.
Virgo is the least sexual sign of the zodiac.
Which makes Virgo sense because Virgo is the virgin.
Mm. This doesn't mean that they don't like sex. It just means that they're more reserved and not into one-night stands. You need to take your time with a Virgo, but the time you put in will be worth the passion it produces. The Virgo's erogenous zones is the stomach. Kiss and touch lightly to stir their deep passion.
Rare. That would be weird. I guess because I don't like my stomach. I'm always like, stay away from there. Good thing I'm not a Virgo.
The next one, Kristen? Is it Kristen?
Oh.
Is it? I'm confused. Where are we?
I don't know.
It's my turn.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Libra. Sex with a Libra is like a dream. Are you listening to this, Janet? Steve's Libra.
Oh, thank you.
Sex with a Libra is like a dream. It's enchanting and sensual and almost like being in a movie. They don't like trashy sex, so don't expect them to jump in that backseat of your car on a date. Won't happen. Libra's erogenous zone is the small of their back. Gentle massage in that area will set the mood perfectly. A soft pinch or slap on the buttocks will have the same effect, but take it slow. Not all Libras like the same thing.
Hmm.
Is any of that true?
Yeah, I could see that.
Dan's like, I'm not going to disclose anything.
I don't understand that. It's almost like being in a movie thing.
Like, it's like very like...
Like,
you know, in the movies, it's like very drawn out and you can like almost feel that like... The passion. Where you're like, just do it already.
Right.
Yeah, he's a guy. Guys aren't typically like that, right?
I don't know.
He's going to kill me for even saying that. Let's go on to the next one.
You're ridiculous.
I'm ridiculous.
Go ahead.
Scorpio. Scorpios are the most sexual of all the zodiac signs. They keep on going and going. They are intense and very physical, and it is an experience you won't soon forget. Their erogenous zones are the genitalia. Everyone is sensitive in this area, but Scorpios only need the slightest of touch to get them going. Sit back and enjoy this ride.
What are the dates?
End of October to begin, mid-October to mid-November, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Hmm. My last two exes before Steve were Scorpios.
Were they all about it? Were they like the Energizer Bunny?
We were in our 20s. Aren't all men like that in their 20s?
Very true.
The next one, Sagittarius. Sagittarians are adventurous and exciting. You may find yourself having sex out on a beach or on the rooftop. They live for the moment, and one-night stands are usually the extent of their relationships. What are the dates? I need the dates.
End of November to mid-December.
Yeah. Mm.
They are capable of love and faithfulness, but it will take an exceptional person and deep love to accomplish this. The Sag's erogenous zone is the inner thigh. Light touches and kisses in the area will have them reeling in pleasure.
Hmm.
Ick. The inner thigh.
That sounds like you,
tickle.
Kristen. I get the first part, the beach, the rooftop. Like, I feel like you're very adventurous.
Definitely.
What do you think?
Wait, you're a Sagittarius.
Second. I agree.
T-Radio views off limits, right?
No comment.
Dang.
Nicely done.
Hmm.
anywhere is pretty much open game for a Sagittarius.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
That makes sense why Geminis and Sagittarius get along, because they like Geminis like that new. I could see that now.
And the last one before we run out of time
is Capricorn. Sex with a Capricorn is sensual and long. They have stamina and can keep pleasing for hours. They're not into crazy positions, but what they do is exceptional. They love to be in love, so one-night stands aren't going to happen often. Look for a relationship before the Capricorn opens up to you and lets you in. Capricorn's erogenous zone is their legs. Tickle, kiss, or caress the back of their legs behind the knee, and they will be all over you. I don't know.
Anyone know a Capricorn?
Yeah, but I'm not going to bring that into conversation.
Why?
Because we already said who I know that was a Capricorn.
I forgot already.
Your dad?
Oh, you.
Exactly.
Sorry, Jim. And if you want to read that article, I posted on our Facebook. So, before Very we go, I know we're way out of time, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, what time is it?
We have like a minute left.
Okay.
That we can run through real quick.
So I want to talk about our social media and where they can find us. Is that cool?
Yeah, go for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So find us on Facebook at Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. So it's facebook.com/ Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. On Twitter, we're at @2 Girls and Wine. On Tumblr, we are @2 Girls and Wine. On Instagram, @2 Girls and Wine. It's getting easier. On Pinterest, Two Girls and Wine, but two is spelled out. So, and we're going to be posting like crazy coming up. We're going to overload your social media, so you're going to love us, love us, love us.
Make sure you share it with all of your friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We want to grow our nation. Our Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine nation.
Yes. That's our mission.
That is. And we want to get Miranda Lambert on our show. So I have a plan to do that.
We are going to start a campaign.
On Twitter.
A Miranda campaign.
We're starting on Twitter, but we could branch from there. What I want you to do is tweet at Miranda Lambert and at @2 Girls in Wine and tell Miranda to be on our show.
She's going to be here anyway.
Yeah, and she doesn't even have to be here physically. We have a phone.
She could call in.
No,
yeah.
She has to be here physically. She's going to be in Denver. Come on.
She could call in, and we would be
fine. All right, fine. We'd be happy with that too.
So,
but we want her here in person. We want to see her lovely face on the screen right there.
So you need
that
to
would
like,
be a bonus.
You need be an to amazing like tweet, bonus. And we will be tweeting like crazy about this, so you can just retweet our tweets.
Please.
Yep. Yes.
And we're going to get Miranda on here. We have a month. Right? 2 months.
Yes.
A month.
We're
going to
be hanging with the fastest girl in town.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. So that's our goal, and you guys need to help us because we are three mighty women, but we can't do it all on our own.
Yes. And what you guys want, you get.
Yes. Thank you so much for sitting in on our show. I know we didn't really let you talk much. I'm sorry.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So we'll be back next week. I will not. We're going to add the beautiful Fawn in, right? Is it confirmed? Possibly.
Uh-huh.
Fawn, Ashley, and Kristen will be tackling next week. And I'll be in Vegas getting a tattoo. I don't know. Anything else to add, Kristen?
No, I'm good.
All right. So we're out of here. We have a quote?
We do.
All right.
It is by the deep Deepak Chopra.
Ooh, I like him.
Mm-hmm. It says, "What other people think of you is not your business. If you start to make that business your business, you will be offended for the rest of your life."
Who is that?
Deepak Chopra.
Who's that?
He's like a very well-known.
He's
like
the Dalai Lama.
Oh,
but like, not the same.
He's kind of like Buddhist Hinduism, yeah. Kind of. Mm. Like very they're cool. More on like the whole like spiritual. Mm-hmm.
He's like a spiritual guru.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Text me the quote and I'll post it on our Facebook.
Will do. All right. I even have it in picture form, awesome, so it can go on all our social media.
Yay! All right. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll be back next week with Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
On TRadioV.com/
Denver.
Like a woman.